above the Diamantina. A human story from Northwest Queensland.
The affairs of the Diamantina aeroplane mystery are reaching a climax. Muriel Markham, the paralyzed girl who has now been identified, is in a very serious condition, and Dr. Knowles expects her to die in a few days. Meanwhile, at Golden Dawn, Boney and Sergeant Cox are still waiting for Captain Loveacre's aeroplane, which is bringing Illawalli, the Aboriginal chief, whom Boney hopes may save the girl's life. Boney and the sergeant are now on the point of entering the post office.
Thank heaven the rain stopped, Sergeant.
Yes, it ought to be fine for a while now.
Hey, what's the time?
11 o'clock.
And still no word of Captain Loveacre.
He must have been forced down, I think, Boney.
Yes, and probably miles from anywhere. This confounded weather.
Oh, well, let's go inside and see what news the postmaster has for us.
Yes, after you, Sergeant.
Good night, Mr. Watts. Any news?
Not a word, Sergeant. Good night, Mr. Bonaparte.
Good night, Mr. Watts. Have you yet been able to contact Tintaroo or Gurney's Hotel?
No, the lines are still out of order.
I am sorry to have kept you at the post office so late. But you realize it is a matter of the utmost urgency.
Oh, I don't mind, Mr. Bonaparte. The trouble is the storm has damaged the telephone wires. It's impossible to get through.
Have you been able to raise the St. Albans exchange?
No, that seems to be out of order too. But I'm trying to get them by a roundabout route.
Good. Well, Sergeant, we have checked Captain Loveacre's progress as far as Moncura Station. It is obvious that he has come down somewhere between there and Golden Dawn. If only we could speak to Tintaroo or Gurner's Hotel, we should know whether he passed them or not.
It's no good searching for them tonight, is it?
Useless. Mr. Watts, when will you be sending out a linesman to repair the wires?
First thing tomorrow morning.
All right. You know, Sergeant, if it were not for this poor Miss Markham, I would be enjoying this affair. I am not very concerned about the lives of Loveacre and Illawalli. I have too much confidence in Loveacre's ability for that.
Yes, I agree with you. Ah, he's probably turned back.
I think he's more likely to have attempted a landing at Coolabah. Or else, if that was not possible, he's made for Gurney's Hotel.
Yes, he knows that part of the country pretty well by now. He ought to, you know.
I will ring up Coolabah. It is just possible they may have some news. Mr. Watts?
Yes, Mr. Bonaparte.
Can you get me Mr. Nettlefold at Coolabah?
I'll try.
It is imperative that we find Illawalli, Sergeant. You realize that, do you not?
Too right I do. I'm prepared to go out straight away and look for that plane.
Good man.
Mr. Nettlefold on the phone, Mr. Bonaparte. I'll put you through to the instrument on the counter.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Nettlefold.
Have you, Bodie?
Yes. How much rain have you had at Coolabah?
140 points.
Pretty serious.
Yes, wouldn't be surprised if the Diamantina rose soon. I was just about to ring you when you rang. For some unknown reason, I got through to Tintaroo on the private line.
Yes, yes. Any news?
Yes. Kane told me that Loveacre's aeroplane passed overhead just about the time the storm broke.
Did he indeed? Then he must have made a forced landing then.
He said Loveacre looked as if he was trying to make a landing between the river and the homestead.
Surely he would not do that.
No, he didn't. It would have been fatal. He flew towards the west. Then Kane said he rang Gurner, telling him to keep a lookout. But Gurner had left on a trip to St. Albans.
Oh, unfortunate.
Yes, but Gurner rang him up later to say the plane had passed him soon after he left the hotel and had landed close to the road. The machine was badly damaged.
Are the men seriously injured?
Yes, Loveacre is. Gurner drove him into a doctor at St. Albans.
But what about Illawalli?
I don't know. There was no mention of him.
No mention? But that is absurd. He must have been in the machine.
I asked Kane that. He said Gurner hadn't said anything at all about there being a passenger.
I do not understand it. Mr. Nettlefold, Will you ring up John Kane again and get him to interrogate Gurner about the passenger? I cannot do it from here. The line is down.
Very well. I'll do it straight away.
Then please telephone Ned Hamblin and tell him to send the black Shut Eye and Bill Sykes to Gurner's hotel. I want them there by 7 in the morning.
All right.
I will be there to meet them. That is all. Good night, Mr. Nettlefold.
Good night.
Lovaker is down, Sergeant. But there is no sign of Ilawali.
Where did they land?
Between Gurner's Hotel and St. Albans. I leave for the hotel at daybreak. Good morning, Mr. Gurner.
Good day.
I understand you witnessed that aeroplane crash yesterday.
That ain't quite correct. I happened along just afterwards.
Now, would you mind relating the details to me?
Not at all. I was driving me car from the hotel to St. Albans, and when I'd gone about 2 miles, I heard a aeroplane overhead flying very low. It passed out of sight. Then a few miles further on, I saw the tail of a machine showing above a line of tobacco bush right off the road.
Yes, and then you found 2 men in the plane.
2? Only 1. That was Captain Lovaker. He was hanging head down from the pilot seat. Badly hurt, too. I put him in the car
and... You mean to tell me there was no one else with him?
No.
That is very strange.
The storm broke just after I got Lovaker free. I didn't waste much time round the wreck. I went for me life into St. Albans with the injured party.
Yes, I see. Unfortunately, it is useless to attempt to track the other man now. The wind and rain have destroyed all tracks at the scene of the accident. Well, I'll have to do the best I can. Are the Coolabah Blacks here yet?
Yes, they're outside.
Good. I will return later, Mr. Gurner.
All right. You've been staying here all night, Barney?
Yes, Shut Eye. We must find Ilawali.
Ilawali, he go walk about too, I reckon.
I wish I knew what has happened to him.
Why, you looking for him, boss? Plenty other men go look now.
Yes, I know. But if we had 100 men instead of a mere 20, it still would not be enough. There are too many places to search.
Never you mind, boss. You go sleep now. You tired.
I cannot afford to sleep now, Bill Sykes.
All right, boss. We boil Billy now. We have tea, eh? Then we look again in scrub, eh?
Yes. Shut Eye, you put the Billy on. It is the longest day I have ever known.
You've been sitting here all night, Bob?
Yes, Shut Eye.
You no been sleeping at all?
Very little, I am afraid. I have too much to think about.
Oh, that no good, boss. I no think 'em. No good think 'em too much.
Oh, if only I knew what to do.
You tell me, boss. It do you good tell him some bloke what wrong.
Yes. Perhaps you are right, Shut Eye. I think I know who the 2 men are. One crashed the aeroplane, one poisoned the brandy. But I cannot arrest them without more proof. Suppose they are innocent. It would mean the end of my career.
No, but you're on there. Bonnie do could track it to end career.
Then perhaps if I arrest one, I could make him talk. He is young, not too honest, and he has something to hide. Yes, I think I could make him talk easily.
Then we've been to find him, eh, but?
Yes, I think we will. Still, I would rather search for Ilawali a little longer first.
Me, I don't reckon I'll Ilawali run back home at all.
Why, Shut Eye?
Supposing me frightened black fella when plane come down smash up. At first him run and run them bomb by, he remember good fella Boney, and he stop running. He say, Boney, he fix him up good out. He give him plenty tuck of tobacco, then all Ilawali him come look see old Boney. Perhaps he see Homestead and he look see Boney, and I telephone.
Well, he has not returned, nor has anyone telephoned.
Not yet, but...
It is 3 days since he disappeared.
Perhaps him not run away any time. Perhaps him hid somewhere. That Jack Johnson looked like he know something.
Why do you say that?
When we at Gurner's hotel, I talk about Ilawali, and he keep looking on ground. Jack Johnson, no good fella, him crook.
What? Why did you not tell me that before?
You know us, poor old Bill Sykes, boss.
Too right. I better let Jack Johnson know where all Ilawali is.
I wonder.
We go find out, eh, boss?
Perhaps Jack Johnson, him fine fella, know nothing. But if we grab him and take him away in bush and make him talk, eh?
I believe you are right, you two. We will go straight away to Gurner's hotel.
Hello, Inspector. Found the nigger yet?
Not yet, Mr. Gurner. Bill Sykes, Shut Eye.
Yep,
I... Yep, boss.
Come inside with me. I want you to do just what I tell you, and without asking questions. May I use your telephone, Mr. Gurner?
Certainly, yeah.
Thank you. Exchange. Put me through to police station, please. Mr. Gurner, I'd like you to serve my friend with a bottle of lemonade and give me a beer.
It's again the law to serve abos here. Still, Lemonade's all right, I suppose.
I am not respecting the law today, Mr. Grenner. And perhaps after today, you may not be troubled to serve anyone again.
What's that?
One moment.
Sergeant Cox, please. Yes, I will wait. Shut-Eye, go out and bring Jack Johnson in here.
All right, Bart.
Sergeant Cox is up the street. Oh, would you mind? Yes. Ask him to ring me at Gurner's immediately.
Here I am, Bart.
Yeah, so you are Jack Johnson, huh?
Too right.
Good. I want to tell you a little story. Excuse me one moment, Mr. Gurner. Not far away from here was a station homestead where the cat was always having a bad time. The missus nagged the boss, and the boss roared at the boss stockman, and the stockman kicked the dogs, and the dogs chased the unfortunate cat. Now, Jack Johnson, you are that cat.
I know kiss, boss.
Yes, you are. You are going to get all the kicks and no happens. I am going to arrest you and take you off to jail.
What for, Bernie boss, Mr. Bonaparte? Me done nothing. What for me go jail?
Because you are a bad fellow, black fella. You are the cat, remember. In jail, all black fella get the one big walloping.
No, boss. Me no want him. Go jail.
All right. You tell me where that black fella chief Illawarra is.
How the devil does he know?
Quiet, Gunner. You are one of the dogs that chased the cat. Now, Jack Johnson.
He doesn't know where he is.
Yes, I do. Mr. Bonaparte, I'm a good jail. I tell you. Oh, Illawarra, him down in store cellar.
Ah, in the store cellar.
I'll fix you for this, Jack Johnson.
Stay where you are, Gurner. I will answer. Yes. Sergeant Cox? Good. I want you to go along to the post office and ask Mr. Watts to relieve Miss Saunders from duty. Understand? I want her out in 10 minutes. Yes. Ring me back when she has been relieved. Yes. The time has come to act.